I'll call the Taney County Commission meeting for November 16th, 2021 to order. We have commission remarks. We've been asked to make a note that we're taking applications for three different boards: Planning and Zoning, Industrial Development Authority Board, and Enhanced Enterprise Zone. The application is on our website, can be filled out. We will now begin the public hearing for proposed rezoning request of Lakeshore Drive, number 11-16-2021-01. And our Planning and Zoning Administrator will take over.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the November 16th Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the case to be heard at the public hearing. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at this public hearing, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Present the completed sign-up sheet, which you can just leave on the table, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. So our case today is RZ-2112, which is order number 11-16-2021-01. Which is a request by Lifestyle Contractors, LLC, represented by Greg Richards. They received Planning Commission recommendation on November the 8th, 2021, in support of approval of rezoning two parcels located off Lakeshore Drive in Branson, with an addition recommendation of if the shared well has to be upgraded for sufficient water supply to the proposed nightly rental units and the Redbud Shore Estates condominiums, the cost will be covered by Lifestyle Contractors, LLC. The property is currently zoned R3 Multifamily Residential District. The rezoning request is for NR3 Multifamily Nightly Rental District. So going through our PowerPoint, Lakeshore and 76 is pretty much at the bottom of the screen. I've got the highlighted parcels on the left down Lakeshore Drive. This is our zoning layer. Of course, we have the Corps of Engineers. We have C1. We have some R1. This is C2 Resorts. And then this whole section through here is R3. Here's some pictures. Driving in the entrance, this is an existing condominium building and a single family home in this picture. Now I'm looking back to the north. This is looking back to the south. The road that you see with the high line a lot, that's Lakeshore Drive. There's two unfinished foundations on the property that are involved with this application. This is the south foundation, and that's the north foundation. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant's representative and pull it up on Beacon. Answer any questions the County Commission might have. 1707 Lakeshore Drive, and that's the address of all the condominiums, but that's the entrance address.
Would the applicant like to state his name?
Yes, my name is Greg Richards, 1015 State Highway 248, Suite E, Branson, Missouri, acting agent for Lifestyle Contractors.
Scott, are you going to take over this part, or do you want me to?
What's that?
This is all.
Ask him to present his.
Oh, yeah, no, that's.
That's me?
It's turned over to you guys.
Okay. Would you present the case?
Absolutely. So what we're planning on doing is finishing those two condos, those two foundations, so that'll be 16 more units, and then building five lodges, approximately 2,200 square feet along that section where the picture showed the gravel, which we did to bring that above the BFE. So anyway, obviously that's where, you know, plan on doing nightly rentals or selling them, you know, as nightly rentals, hence the reason why we need this rezone. But that's where we're at right now as far as that goes, as far as what we're planning on doing.
You're zoned in R3 right now, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And that would be multifamily residential.
Yes, ma'am.
And the only reason that you want the change is to allow the nightly rental.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any questions, Commissioner Williams?
Can you zoom in?
You want me to take off the zoning layer?
Yeah, please. So are the foundations attached to the existing building?
Whoops. Yes.
But the property line goes around those?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're condos, so it's been condoed out?
Yes, sir.
And you have eight condominiums in this building.
Okay.
Of course, our lines are off. They float.
Right.
Yeah.
And is that parcel right next to it also? Is that correct?
This one, this is a single-family home.
Right, it's this part. So this is where we're going to do the lodges. And then, of course, but yeah, to answer your question, they tie in to those existing foundation, or to the existing foundation on the eight units that are currently built in there.
Scott, can you click the floodplain there to show how far the floodplain goes up there?
I think it says that it's on public water district number 2, but then there's another thing that says that if the shared well has to be upgraded for sufficient water supply. Do you know?
So let me address that. The district 2, that was my mistake.
Okay.
I put that on the application. So totally my fault. Yes. We have the shared well agreement right here. So the statement that was brought forward from the P&Z, I mean, we're not, Lifestyle's not responsible for upgrading that system. We are 50-50 according to this shared well agreement. I can bring this up. You're more than welcome to look through it. If it needs to be upgraded, we can. But as it stands, on sits here, there's can be up to 80 units as far as on both different sections. So, of course, if it needs to be upgraded, Lifestyle will do their part, but so will everybody else who's involved on the shared well agreement, which, like I said, I do have right here. So,
so what I'm hearing, you're saying that when you add these extra units and if DNR requires the well to be upgraded, then you will not pay for the upgrading of it that was suggested there. You will do your part.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly. We'll do the. We'll go our 50% or whatever, just like the agreement says with everybody else. My understanding from the from everything, all the paperwork we have in the agreement, plus the previous paperwork, DNR and even showing all the different type of well that they put in, that the volume should, I mean, what we're getting ready to put in is minimal compared to what it shows it will actually, the capacity will handle.
Doesn't DNR require a special type of treatment system for that now due to the location of...
For water supply?
Yes.
Not that I know of. It's not in any of, I mean, DNR was involved in the original, you know, drilling the well and all that from back in the, when they first put it in. Because of its proximity, it has to be sleeved, the things they have to do to the well casing itself. But that was done when they put the well in years ago.
My report showed that they require a special water softener treatment system due to the lay, due to what the structure, the land.
What I understand is already was in place from when they first did this with the existing units that are there, the pool, everything that it services.
And the agreement is between you. You're already part of the agreement. You've signed on.
Once we acquired the property, just automatic.
Questions for you right now.
Yes, sir.
You're going to build 16 units and 5 lodges, and you're going to do that regardless whether it's nightly rental or not. Is
yes.
that correct?
Mm-hmm. Irregardless, we're going to build them.
Okay, then they would be on what, like monthly rentals, or you'll right. sell them?
Mm-hmm. We're still going to sell them, but, I mean, we obviously would rather have it be rezoned for NR3 for the nightly. And I imagine the 16 units that are already there doing nightly rentals already have already put in applications. My understanding is at least 6 units already have already applied for rezoning.
Yes. We got six applications for the condominiums of the 8 for next month.
And if they're not accepted, they can. What happens if they're not accepted to be rezoned for nightly rental?
Well, they can reapply for a conditional use permit but they're actually seeking a rezoning.
Uh-huh.
And then ultimately they would have to stop renting.
So if it wasn't rezoned, then they go and apply for a conditional use permit.
Mm-hmm.
And that stays with the owner until they sell it.
Correct.
Correct?
If they receive that.
If they want
Pardon?
To.
If they receive that, they may or may not get a conditional use permit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're currently 6 of the 8 are currently being used as nightly.
Well, I understood 8 of the 8, but we only have 6 applications.
Oh,
no,
so
they've got it in their bylaws. They've been doing it for years and years and years. We didn't zone that NR because our paperwork showed it was 3 Division 3 permits on it. First, the multifamily, and the last one was a fractional ownership of 4 owners, so it was quarterly. You'd own a quarter, which is not the nightly rental. So we did not zone that. We were unaware that they were using it for nightly rental. Nobody came forward during the public hearings for the townships. So we zoned it R3 for multifamily.
I dealt with them when Empire came in and claimed part of the land.
But my understanding is their bylaws are all written up for nightly rental, and they've all been doing it for years and years, but they want to get rezoned so that they're
doing it properly.
Yeah, doing it properly.
Do you know if they're paying the sales tax that's required?
I have no way of finding that out besides asking them. And I've tried to track some others here lately that just no success trying to see.
Once they go through the zoning process, then it would be.
They give us a tax number, correct.